Hello and welcome to a new week at episode 130 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb. Today we'll read Deuteronomy chapter 6, John chapter 13, and Psalm 52 from the Good News Translation. Deuteronomy chapter 6. These are all the laws that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you. Obey them in the land that you are about to enter and occupy. As long as you live, you and your descendants are to honor the Lord your God and obey all his laws that I am giving you so that you may live in that land a long time. Listen to them, people of Israel, and obey them. Then all will go well with you, and you will become a mighty nation and live in that rich and fertile land, just as the Lord, the God of our ancestors, has promised. Israel, remember this, the Lord, and the Lord alone, is our God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Never forget these commands that I am giving you today. Teach them to your children. Repeat them when you are at home and when you are away, when you are resting and when you are working. Tie them on your arms and wear them on your foreheads as a reminder. Write them on the doorposts of your houses and on your gates. Just as the Lord your God promised your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, He will give you a land with large and prosperous cities which you did not build. The houses will be full of good things which you did not put in them, and there will be wells that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive orchards that you did not plant. When the Lord brings you into this land and you have all you want to eat, make certain that you do not forget the Lord who rescued you from Egypt where you were slaves. Honor the Lord your God, worship only Him, and make your promises in His name alone. Do not worship other gods, any of the gods of the peoples around you. If you do worship other gods, the Lord's anger will come up against you like fire and will destroy you completely, because the Lord your God, who is present with you, tolerates no rivals. Do not put the Lord your God to the test, as you did at Massah. Be sure that you obey all the laws that He has given you. Do what the Lord says is right and good, and all will go well with you. You will be able to take possession of the fertile land that the Lord promised your ancestors, and you will drive out your enemies as He promised. In times to come, your children will ask you, "Why did the Lord our God command us to obey all these laws?" Then tell them, "We were slaves of the king of Egypt, and the Lord rescued us by His great power. With our own eyes we saw Him work miracles and do terrifying things to the Egyptians and to their king and to all his officials. He freed us from Egypt to bring us here and give us this land, as He had promised our ancestors He would. Then the Lord our God commanded us to obey all these laws and to honor Him. If we do, He will always watch over our nation and keep it prosperous. If we faithfully obey everything that God has commanded us, He will be pleased with us." John chapter 13. It was now the day before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for Him to leave this world and go to the Father. He had always loved those in the world who were His own, and He loved them to the very end. Jesus and His disciples were at supper. The devil had already put into the heart of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, the thought of betraying Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given Him complete power. He knew that He had come from God and was going to God. So He rose from the table, took off His outer garment, and tied a towel around His waist. Then He poured some water into a wash basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around His waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to Him, "Are you going to wash my feet, Lord?" Jesus answered him, "You do not understand now what I am doing, but you will understand later." Peter declared, "Never at any time will you wash my feet." "If I do not wash your feet," Jesus answered, "you will no longer be my disciple." Simon Peter answered, "Lord, do not wash only my feet then, wash my hands and head too." Jesus said, "Those who have taken a bath are completely clean and do not have to wash themselves except for their feet. All of you are clean, all except one." Jesus already knew who was going to betray Him. That is why He said, "All of you except one are clean." After Jesus had washed their feet, He put His outer garment back on and returned to His place at the table. Do you understand what I have just done for you? He asked. You call me teacher and Lord, and it is right that you do so, because that is what I am. I, your Lord and teacher, have just washed your feet. You then should wash one another's feet. I've set an example for you so that you will do just what I have done for you. I am telling you the truth. No slaves are greater than their master, and no messengers are greater than the one who sent them. Now that you know this truth, how happy you will be if you put it into practice. I'm not talking about all of you. I know those I have chosen. But the scripture must come true that says, the man who shared my food turned against me. I tell you this now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am who I am. I'm telling you the truth. Whoever receives anyone I send receives me also, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. After Jesus had said this, he was deeply troubled and declared openly, I'm telling you the truth. One of you is going to betray me. The disciples looked at one another, completely puzzled about whom he meant. One of the disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was sitting next to Jesus. Simon Peter motioned to him and said, Ask him who he's talking about. So that disciple moved closer to Jesus' side and asked, Who is it, Lord? Jesus answered, I will dip some bread in the sauce and give it to him. He is the man. So he took a piece of bread, dipped it, and gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, Hurry and do what you must. None of the others at the table understood why Jesus said this to him. Since Judas was in charge of the money bag, some of the disciples thought that Jesus had told him to go and buy what they needed for the festival. Judas accepted the bread and went out at once. It was night. After Judas had left, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man's glory is revealed. Now God's glory is revealed through him. And if God's glory is revealed through him, then God will reveal the glory of the Son of Man in himself, and he will do so at once. My children, I shall not be with you very much longer. You will look for me, but I tell you now what I told the Jewish authorities. You cannot go where I am going. And now I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. If you have love for one another, then everyone will know that you are my disciples. Where are you going, Lord? Simon Peter asked him. You cannot follow me now where I am going, answered Jesus, but later you will follow me. Lord, why can't I follow you now? Asked Peter. I'm ready to die for you. Jesus answered, Are you really ready to die for me? I'm telling you the truth. Before the rooster crows, you will say three times that you do not know me. Psalms chapter 52. Why do you boast, great one, of your evil? God's faithfulness is eternal. You make plans to ruin others. Your tongue is like a sharp razor. You're always inventing lies. You love evil more than good, and falsehood more than truth. You love to hurt people with your words, you liar. So God will ruin you forever. He will take hold of you and snatch you from your home. He will remove you from the world of the living. Righteous people will see this and be afraid. Then they will laugh at you and say, Look, here is someone who did not depend on God for safety, but trusted instead in great wealth and looked for security in being wicked. But I am like an olive tree growing in the house of God. I trust in his constant love forever and ever. I will always thank you, God, for what you have done. In the presence of your people, I will proclaim that you are good. May God bless the reading of his word. Remember when Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment was? Do you remember his answer? He quoted from Deuteronomy 6, which we also read today. He said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Did you notice the new commandment that Jesus gave the disciples in John 13 today? He said, And now I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. How is this different than "you shall love your neighbor as yourself," the second greatest commandment? It's different in a very fundamental way. When Jesus gave this new commandment, he said, "As I have loved you, so you must love one another." So how did he love them? He loved them not as he loved himself, but more than he loved himself. We are to love each other more than we love our own selves. We are to love sacrificially, forgivingly, patiently, and every other way he loves us. This takes love to a whole new level, because honestly, sometimes I don't love myself very much. So setting the bar at loving my neighbor as I love myself is not putting it very high sometimes. But loving more than I love myself is. And that could be a very difficult task indeed, if not for the way Jesus changed the words. Instead of "love your neighbor," he said, "love each other." See, if I love my neighbor, and he continues to be a nincompoop to me, then it's hard to keep doing it. If I love him as Christ loves me, and he's a nincompoop, it's humanly impossible. But if we love each other as Christ loves us, then the command is much easier. If we treat each other as more important than ourselves, then the love of God will be evident to all around, because that kind of love just doesn't happen outside of God's love. And that's why Jesus said, "If you have love for one another, then everyone will know that you are my disciple." So you see, this new commandment is very different than the greatest commandment and the second greatest commandment, which, by the way, the new commandment does not do away with the first two. It just adds to and expands them. Well, I took longer than I planned with that explanation, so I better let you go until tomorrow. Thanks for joining me today. I'm glad you've joined me this time through God's Word. So until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.